been talking about in Yoni Ishus for a number of weeks, both in the past semester and this semester. We talked about Siddur Kiddushin, and then we discussed Sheva Brachas. I'd just like to finish our discussion of Inyani Ishus by having a short segment on Hilchas Yichud. Very halach l'maisa inyani. Yichud, when is one allowed to be alone with a woman? In what context? What are the heterim? What are certain things that you can do to avoid the Issa Yichud? This comes up left and right. It comes a very common shayla in the workplace, common shayla in the home, in many different contexts. I want to spend a few weeks in Mitzvah Shem, just a couple of weeks to talk about Hilchas Yichud, and then hopefully we'll move on to some other inyanim. The Gemara in Kiddushin at the very end on the Pei Amid Beis says, Remez liyichud min haTorah minayin, ki yisischa achicha ben imecha. The remez for yichud in the Torah is from the parasha of Mesis. If someone takes a relative in seclusion and he convinces them or tries to convince him to serve Avodah Zarah, so we put the Mesis to death. So the pasuk says, ki yisischa achicha ben imecha. So the Chazal asks, v'chi ben eim Mesis v'lo ben av, but achicha ben imecha. The Mesis is achicha ben imecha, your brother, the son of your mother. Well, what's a ben eim is going to be Mesis, a ben av is not Mesis. Son of a mother, not the son of a father. So the Gemara says that from this lashon of the pasuk, Chazal deduced that ben misyached im imo venu misyached im kol araya shabatora. We're talking about baseser, that he is mesis in baseser in private. So why say ben aim? Because a ben could be misyached with his mother, but not with other isurabia. That's what we derive from this pasuk. It's like a hint. It's a hint in the Torah that a ben is misyached imino, but not with the araya shabbaton. So it sounds from the Gemara that it is a daraisa, that the issa yichud is an issa daraisa. Some say, well, but it's only remez min haTorah minayin. It's a remez. It doesn't sound like it's a real din daraisa. But the fact is, the Gemara in other places, the Gemara in Sanhedrin on the Chafal from Ebeis, as well as other places, the Gemara asks yichud daraisa hu. In other contexts, yichud is certainly an issa daraisa. That's the assumption. The Rambam says that it's midirei kabbalah. It's not really mefurish in the pasuk. It's just a remez in the pasuk. But either way, it's going to be like a daraisa dikidin. What's the nature of the issa yichud? Why can't one be misyache? Why can't one be secluded with one of the isurei bia? So the simple pshat is that we're afraid that Yitzro Tokfa, that he's not going to be able to control himself, and it's going to lead to the, it'll lead to some Issa, the behavior that's going to be Issa. L'sikrivu l'galos erva, the Sefer HaChinuch and the Rambam include Yichud as part of this Issa, that it's, you'll be korov l'galos erva, you'll be korov to have a Bia Asura. That's why the Torah prohibited even Yichud with the Isurei Bia. It's interesting, this could be one of the examples of a Siyag Daraisa. Keep on having different examples of this, right? Bishul basa b'cholav could be a siyag daraisa that you shouldn't come to eat the basa b'cholav. So similarly, it could be that yichud is a siyag daraisa that you shouldn't come to have bia with someone that it's also for you to live with. And the nature of the iser, the simple pshat, is that we're afraid that if you do the yichud, it might come to a bia asur. It's for that reason that Tosis in Sanhedrin on Daf Lamed Zayin has a famous idea that one is allowed to be misyached with ishto nida. Once a person is married, even if the woman becomes a nida and she's asura, b'chi of kares, she's asura min haTorah on her husband, no one says that the husband and wife can't live together. They can live in the same, they can't live together literally, right? They can't have relations, but they can be in the same apartment by themselves without any other individuals there. So how can that be? How can there be a heter yichud? But she's an iser erva, iser bia. So Tosis in Sanhedrin says that after they've already had bia together, so we assume that the husband feels that it's pas besalo. He has bread in his basket. He knows in a week or two she's going to be able to go to the mikveh to become uteres. So he doesn't have such a yetzer for her. He can control himself for the week or two that he's not allowed to be with her. So that's the idea, that we're afraid a person's misyached with one of the Yisurei Bia, he won't be able to control himself. So in that particular context, so we assume a married man with his wife, once they've been together already, they know each other, they're familiar with each other, so they can control themselves. can control themselves for a little while, and it's not going to be a problem. Since Yitzro is not Tokfo, it's not going to be an issue. So you see that the Issa Yichud in general is based on Yitzro Tokfo. The fact that the Yetzahara, right, this Yetzahara is so strong, so therefore a person is not going to be able to control himself. Obviously, the Issa Yichud applies only to Mokom Seisa. It has to be a secluded place. Misyached, the Yichud, in a special place that's secluded for these two individuals. But as we're going to see later in our discussions, it doesn't have to be a makom that has walls around it. A secluded area doesn't necessarily have to be a home, a room in a home with a locked door where there are walls around. Any secluded area, even if there's a desert, they go off on a deserted road in the park, right? So that could also be an iser yichud because it's a secluded area that people are not coming to. So for all intents and purposes, it's an area that only the two of them are there. So that could also be an iser yichud b'raisa. At night, where you can't see readily, right? So many more areas become secluded. Because since it's dark, you can't even see in the distance. So you have to be very careful that if you go off in an area where people are not traversing, we'll have to talk about exactly how many people and what's the frequency that they're coming. But if it's a secluded area that you're not expecting people to go to, and at night people can't see, you know, even 50 feet away, maybe, depending on what the circumstances are, that could be an Issa Yichud, even if it's a completely open area. It's open, but for all intents and purposes, it's really closed because people can't see the area and they're not expected to come there. So that could be an Issa Yichud as well. The first question that you have to address is, what is Yichud Daraisa? What is Yichud Darabon? Which circumstance is going to be an Issa Daraisa? And what circumstances might be only a lesser level of Yichud? Why is it important to know what's the Raisa, the Rabbanan? It's still us, right? So what? No, because we'll see that there are different heterin, there are different circumstances where perhaps Yichud might be permissible, but then there are machlokasim in the poskim when to apply these heterin. So it's very important to know what's a Yichud the Raisa, what's a Yichud the Rabbanan, because by Yichud the Rabbanan, obviously we're going to be much more makom in some of the shilas that come up. So what's a Yichud the Raisa? So Yichud the Raisa is one man with one woman. One of the Isurei Bia, Arayas, Chavilavin, whatever, it doesn't matter, it doesn't have to be Koris. If there's an Isurei Bia, then there's going to be Yichud Arayas if it's one man with one woman. What are classical examples of that? Eishes Ish. That's a classical example. Is a married woman, let's say her husband is not in the city. We'll talk about if the husband is in the city, there might be a Hatei. Let's say the husband's away, right? So, a man with that woman who's an Eshesish is an Issa Daraisa. So Yichud with that woman could be a problem. Nida, not Ishto Nida. Let's say the woman is a Nida. Woman's a Nida. She's not an Eshesish. She's not married, but she's a Nida. Above a certain age, the women are Becheskas Nida. They don't go to the mikveh. The women will go to the mikveh after they're married. So let's say the woman is an Isha Nida, even if she's a Pnuya. That could be a Yichud Daraisa. Yichud Daraisa, Ishto Nida. Very common. Very common. A teenage girl. Teenage girl, after a certain age, after 11 or 12 or so, she's becheskas nida. So there's a yichud daraisa with a 16-year-old girl, an 18-year-old girl. It's no different than with an eishes ish. Let's say you have a single sister-in-law. Single sister-in-law. Someone is married, and his sister-in-law is not a teenager yet, but she's 10. That could be a serious yichud problem. She's not necessarily a Nida, she's not an Eishes Ish, but she's a Krova, she's a sister-in-law, right? Eishes Ach, let's say. Achos Isha. Achos Ishta. Achos Ishta. Or you can have in the other way as well, right? Not just a sister-in-law, but the Issa Yichud is for both the man and the woman, right? So you can have a woman, her brother-in-law, right? The brother-in-law. Misyache with her brother-in-law could be a serious issue as well. Well, that's Eishes Ish, so it's going to be an Issa Daraisa anyway. Eishes Ish, Nida, and then you have Krovin, certain Krovin that are not an Eishes Ish and not a Nida, but there still could be an Issa Yichud Daraisa. One man with one woman in a case where there's an Issa Bia Daraisa. So what is Yichud Rabbanim? Let me give you a few cases of Yichud Rabbanim. The classical example is one man with two women. The Gemara says, it's actually a Mishnah, the Mishnah says that there's an Issa Yichud of one man with two women. Why is that? The Gemara says because we're afraid that it's going to lead to something. Why is it going to lead to something? So that Rishonim have different interpretations. Some say that we're afraid that they'll both be mezanik. They'll both be mezanik with the man. That he'll be able to convince them both to be mezanik. So there'll be a problem over him. If they're a Yisurei Bia with these two women, then there'll be a problem even if it's two. And others say that he's not going to be mezanik with both of them, but women are very soft, they're kind-hearted, and one will be mechaper, one will cover up for the other one. Maybe the znus will only take place with one woman, but the other one, even if she's not mezanah, she'll cover up. She'll cover up for her friend. So therefore, there will be a problem. So that's why one man, even with two women, Chazal say there's an issa yichud. But the post can point out that this issa yichud is only the rabban. It's not one man with one woman. It's one man with two women. So even though it's usser, but it's only the rabbanim. So, but once it's only the rabbanim, we'll see. There might be kulis. There might be kulis to work on, to rely on in certain contexts, because it's not yichud daraisa. But that's going to be a problem. Yichud of one man with two women. Yichud of one woman with two men, that's not the rabbanim. That's heter gama. That's what Chazal say, that one man with two women, one woman with two men is okay, because we assume that both men are not going to be mezana, and each man is going to be embarrassed from the other man. They won't be mezana either. Neither man is going to be mezana. They both are not going to be mezana, and even one won't be mezana if the other man is there as well. So the other man serves as a shomer for the first man. That's what the Gemara says, that one man with two women, that's a yichud, and the poskim say that's a yichud, a rabbanan. But one woman with two men is mutter. It's heter gomer. The one man is going to be shomer on the other man. But as the Gemara says, this only applies by ksherin. Ksherin, shomer Torah mitzvahs, people who are nizer in these halachas, they can serve as shomer. But prutzim, people who are not nizer in these halachas, they could be Jewish, but if they're not nizer in these halachas, the kiruv between the different genders, right? If they're not nizer in these halachas, negiyah and yichud and these types of halachas, so then they're called prutzim. They're called prutzim, and then they don't serve as shomer. So even if you have multiple men, that's not going to help you. That's not going to help you. What's more, the poskim point out that balayla, at night, two men is not enough. You need three men. Why do you need three men? Because you're afraid. If it's already a time that people go to sleep, maybe one of the men is going to go to sleep. So if you only have two men, then that might lead to a yichud daraisa. So at night you need three men. It's derived from a Gemara that talks about baderech, that if you have two men with a woman on the road, so two is not enough because we're afraid one might have to go to the bathroom. And if he has to go to the bathroom, he'll be marchik. He'll walk away from the group, and then you'll only have the one man with the one woman. So baderech, you need three. So some of the poskim extrapolated from that case the Ravid, one of the Rishonim, extrapolated from that case that Balayla as well. Balayla again, we're afraid that one of them is gonna go away or fall asleep. Nothing's gonna go to the bathroom. We're afraid he's gonna fall asleep. So therefore, Balayla also you need three men. But if you have the three men Balayla, then it should be okay, because even if one of them goes to sleep, you'll still have the other one. So there's still is room to be made. I mean, obviously, once the first one goes to sleep, so then there's a problem because you're afraid the second one is going to go to sleep. But as long as you have three, even if one goes to sleep, then it's still okay. Obviously, as time continues, then you'll have to stop the yichud because it's gonna get to be a problem. But until then, if you have three men, then that's going to be okay. Okay, that's the second case. Okay, so far we've had one man with one woman is daraisa, and we have two cases of yichud. Of yichud that are not one man with one woman, one which is yichud rabbanan, and the other which is heter gomer. One man with two women is yichud rabbanan, and now we have the second case of one woman with two men. That's heter gomer, except balayla, where it's a yichud rabbanan, and if you have three, then it's going to be okay. Yes.
Does balayla mean when it's getting dark, or when they're actually going to sleep?
Zman shena, and zman shena is a function of where you are. You know, if you're in a private home. Not in a college community, so Zman Shena is going to be a lot earlier, right? If you're in a college community where people are staying up late, you know, even if it's an apartment complex, Zman Shena could be a lot later. So that's a big heter, because we don't necessarily have to assume people are going to sleep. So if you have two men, they're studying. People are studying. Everyone's expected to be studying for the next 3 hours. So it could be 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock at night. Sometimes, you know, in a college-type community, even if there are apartments and up, you know, 12 o'clock at night could be like 6 o'clock in the morning. I mean, you know, it's like it's broad daylight because everyone's walking around. Everyone's hacking and, you know, either partying or studying. Actually, either partying or studying. Right, so, yeah.
So basically, you said that they have to be kashering, right?
Yes.
So what about if one of them is not a Jew, it's a
what? A non-Jew is not a shomer because we assume by definition that a non-Jew is a paritz because he's not careful about these halachas. So a non-Jew is not going to be shomer. The shomer has to be a Jew, but he has to be a shomer Torah mitzvahs who's nizer in these halachas. The Gemara in Sanhedrin points out that even yichud of ponui with a pnuya is a problem, even if both of them are not married. This was a gezeira that David HaMelech instituted after the Maisa with Amnon and Tamar. So David HaMelech instituted even ponui abala pnuya, even ponui with a pnuya should have an issa yichud, so it won't lead to anything. So that's a big chumrah, right? Even though there really is no isser daraisa of bia over here, but we don't want it to lead to something. So therefore, it's this an isser yichud in that case as well. Yichud with a pnuya. So some are mekel that if the girl is below the age of 9, if she's above the age that she will talk about what's going on, so then there is no isser yichud because the man is afraid that she'll tell her parents what happened, right? So at a certain age, right, if she's not moser herself for bia, if she's not really chashed, right, so she'll talk about it, right? So between the ages of 3 and 9, there are some poskim that are mekel that yichud with a pnuya will be permissible because she'll tell her parents. Now, above that age, it would be a problem because at a certain point, she's more private. So if she's more private, then she's not going to say what happened. So that could be an issue. That could be a serious issue. Now, the post can point out that above the age of around 11 or 12, it's going to be yichud daraisa anyway. It's going to be much more than a yichud rabbanan. This, the pani with the pliya, the gzeres dada, was only that it's a yichud rabbanan. But once she's 11 or 12, once she's becheskas nida, then that's going to be yichud daraisa. That's very, very serious. This is a big nafkamina for engaged couples. Right? Engaged couples, there are more rights in Shulchan Aruch that an engaged couple should not live in the same home. They should not spend time in the same home. Lichlal, not because of an issa yichud. The Ramah says, k'dei shelo yakutzu zeh bazeh, that they shouldn't become disgusted one with the other. What does that mean? So the way the poskim explain is that we're afraid that, you know, when they're going to bed, so, you know, people are not as dressed up. So if they'll see each other when they're not as dressed up, they're not going to look as beautiful, and that might lead the chassan not to feel as enamored with his kala anymore. You know, you come to a Friday night meal, everyone's fapitzed, everyone is dressed up in a very nice way, so the person is beautiful, so then they're attractive to the other individual. But the concern is that, you know, when they walk around schleppy, when they walk around in a more schleppy way, then they're not going to be as beautiful, so it's going to lead to a lack of ahava between the chassan and the kala. So that's why the Ramah says that the minig is not to be in the same home. But you should also consider that it could be a serious isser yichud over here, even if she is dressed, right? But if everyone has gone to sleep in the home, everyone has gone to sleep, and they're going to sit in the dining room or in the living room and talk until 2 o'clock in the morning, that's a serious problem. Right? That could be an isser yichud daraisa. It's isser yichud with a nida, not with ishto nida, but with this woman who's becheskas nida. So a chassan and kala have to be very, very careful. First of all, if a chassan goes to the kala for Shabbos, he should stay in a different home. He should not sleep in that home. Okay, they should have a next door neighbor who puts up the chassan in the other home. If the kala goes to the chassan side, then she should also stay in a different home. They should not sleep in the same home before they're actually married. But even if they're not going to sleep in the same home, they should be careful that they shouldn't be talking late at night together with no one around. That could be an isser yichud because no one's around. No one's expected to come around. Everyone's sleeping for an hour and a half already. There's no expectation that they're going to come out. So that could be a serious isser yichud daraisa. Could be a very serious problem. Okay, in the final case, it's mentioned the Gemara is yichud with a goyim. Gemara in Avodah Zarah, and Daf Lamed Vav said there was a gzera of Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, to ask a yichud with a goyim. That even though yichud with a goyim, the isur bia with a goyim is a question exactly what the source is. We assume that it's usur. The question is if it's daraisa, if it's not daraisa. But yichud with a goyim is definitely usur. We assume that yichud with a goyim is only an isur rabbanan. Very, very lamaisa, right? A person, let's say a person is married, but he has a non-Jewish cleaning lady, and his wife goes out, and he's at home. He's learning, I don't know, on a Friday morning, he's learning, and his wife is out shopping, or his wife has to go to work or something. So can the husband stay home to learn with the cleaning help, or does the husband have to go to the base medrash? She has to leave. It comes up every day. A very, very common shayla. So yichud with a goya, we assume, is aser. It's a yichud rabbanan. Yichud rabbanan for everyone except the kohen. If the man is a kohen, then there could be yichud daraisa with the cleaning lady, because there's an issa zona for a kohen, and zona we assume doesn't just mean a prostitute. It means that anyone who has an issa bia with the kohen, right? Anyone it includes goya. That's what Rashi says. That zona doesn't just mean what we call a zona. The part of the issa zona is that if there's a bias psul, if it's also for the kohen to have bia with that woman, then he has an issa zona with that woman. So a kohen has an issa daraisa to be boel a goya. So it will turn out that even though yichud with a goya for the Gemara of Anasar, it sounds like it's only an issa rabbanan, for a kohen it might be an issa daraisa. So some of the kulos that will apply to regular Yisraelim with a goya, we'll see some of the kulos that might apply to a kohen. We might be much more machmir because issa yichud with him with a goya is going to be an issa daraisa. Okay, these are some of the common scenarios of yichud. We'll talk about some other issues. There are certain circumstances, certain people that yichud, certain relatives that maybe one is allowed to be misyached with. Not just a mother, obviously. A mother, a parent, it's mutter to be misyached. Now talk about sisters, brother and sister, living together, renting an apartment together. Is that mutter? Is that us? Yichud, it's yichud with an isabiya. So we have to talk about some of the scenarios. Now that we've defined what's a yichud araisa, what's a yichud rabban, and hopefully we'll discuss some of the scenarios where maybe the issa yichud will not apply to chlal. Then we'll discuss scenarios where even though there should be an issa yichud, but because of the circumstances, maybe the issa yichud might not apply.